Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Just a young, dumb, fat, black kid, black parachute, tan, Yankee cap, back with a neighborhood crackhead. Told me,
go ahead, get it.
You make money, or take money when you're hungry to receive. It's a gift, ain't no question that I love me a steak from Ruth Chris. My cut is the porterhouse, or a thick red bone, small wastewater mouth with a bubble. I see it through a dress, very subtle. She calling up a homegirl, we in our own world. I got guests in a very big bathtub. Boom. Four hand back rub. Look at her back, you can see my name tatted on. Pulling down her pants, you think I have a magic wand. Pulling rabbits out the hat. My eyes bloodshot like the Cadillac is black. This that 21 shot, 21 got funeral. XXI, write it out, Roman numero, yeah. And I could give up what they saying. And I could give up what they saying.
I got it all for you. Treats for your trickery, your left hand, handshake, wrist, very slippery. And I could give up what they saying. And I could give up what they saying.
For riches, but look at where it got us. It's money over, but it's family beef $4. I got a bad chick, and I taught her to live modest. Brown Coach bag, dinner at Benihana's. She look up at the sunset, walk on the beach. The things that I taught to my children, she will teach. I got a bad chick, I tell her God bless. She keep her legs closed, and she see me not yet. Let that beat ride, ride. You know I had to let that beat ride, ride. And you carried the hell out of that baby. 9 months loving, living life on a daily. Me and my baby girl, like Eminem and Haley to the death. On every waking breath. Mine on. I got a motto called do it to the death. Y'all know I got a motto called do it to the death.
I got a hug for you. Ain't treats for your chicory. Your left hand, handshake, grip, very slippery. And I could give up what they saying. And I could give up what they saying.
I got.
Give me 20 on pump number 8. Got a quarter tank of gas and I'm straight. All that I need is a few gallons to make enough moves for a year. And end up somewhere chilling in the islands where exotic herbs bring me sanity. My feet fall asleep hanging from the canopy. Why can't it be more people with a vision like my own? We can start a new breed, create us a new home. Yeah. I might just let them look into my stem cell. Research to make a futuristic Denzel. I hear the Lord's breath every time I inhale. This action movie, we waiting for it to end well. Generation drug trade, blessed by a demon. We rose up through the crack like a rose in a semen. Blessed by a demon. We rose up through the crack like a rose in the semen.
Thank you. said yes, what was I to do? I was so into you. At your house, do you remember our first kiss? I placed your face in my hands as I caressed yours.
Never let go. making us forever.
And you're streaming live to EOTMRadio.com. You're tuned in to the eBuzz show, and this is the early show. I want to make a couple quick announcements really quickly. I want to apologize to all of our listeners that have been streaming live via the BTR network. Had a little bit of quirks in the matrix, but guess what? We're back, and nothing's going to be able to stop a show on a Friday night, especially when I'm holding the reins. I'm just sorry. It's just how we do it. So we definitely going to keep it moving. That track that we just featured right there, that was Stephen Knight, one of our very own radio personalities. That was his newest single, Forever. Shout out to him. Definitely keeping that one in circulation. And a couple announcements to and bring our guests on. EOTM Media Group is proud to announce that starting October of 2012, selected EOTM TV footage will air on LA's cable network, Channel 36. The shows will center around our red carpet interviews as well as our exclusive celebrity interviews, so make sure you stay connected to EOTMRadio.com and EOTMBlog.com for all the 411 on this and all the other exciting new projects coming your way via EOTM Media Group. And definitely want to keep it moving. Again, it's Friday. I know you guys, I'm sure you guys got some parties to go to and all that good stuff. I have a guest I want to bring on, and this guy is just phenomenal. I actually met him on Twitter, and even before I met him, I've seen him since forever. It seems like I've seen his face. Our guest tonight is actor, rapper, producer, Leo Murphy. He is writing with Carla B tonight on the eBuzz. Welcome to the eBuzz, Leo Murphy.
Hey, how you doing there, Carla?
I'm good. I'm excited. We finally got you on. I was getting kind of scared. Didn't know if we was going to have to reschedule, but we made it happen. Welcome.
Nah, that's okay. I was enjoying the music there. I was all into it. I was like, yeah, it's raining out here, and I hear some good music here, and I was like, yeah, so I was okay. I was good. I'm good.
Okay, cool. We're happy to bring some easy listening to your ears, so to speak. So, Lil Murk, let's definitely dive right into it. For our listeners out there that may be living underneath a rock or something crazy like that, that may have never heard of Lil Murk, go ahead and enlighten them with a little bit about you.
Okay, me as a whole, I like to produce things that's going to allow people to put a smile on their face. Me personally, it's not all about the money, but it is there. And, you know, if I could do so, you know, so be it. I'm glad to give back to the community and everything and help those in need. And that's basically, you know, the good part about me. A lot of things that I see, I try to ignore because, negative energy produces negative, you know, thoughts anyway produces negative energy. So I try to ignore that and go on to positivity.
That's right.
So that's a little bit about myself. And I'm about the people, and I love everybody. And my favorite phrase is God is over everything. So.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, you yep. evidently, you don't really like to toot your own horn, but you've been in the entertainment industry since you were, like, 4 years old. So go ahead and share with us, like, some of the – what is one of your most maybe memorable things that you've done in the entertainment industry, be it music or commercials or movies? What is one of the things that really sticks in your mind?
One thing that really sticks in my mind, I would have to say, is my rapping. And why I say that, because I did a concert for the homeless. It was at St. Elmo's Village. It's on YouTube if you put in Lil Murk. And they wanted to pay me for that, but I told them, no, I want to give back to the community. I did it for free. And it was very exciting, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And I had my DJ at the time named Ski LaRock, and it was a great thing. It was a great turnout and everything, and I'm glad by the turnout and the respect and the love that I got from everybody, and it turned out to be great. That's one of the most memorable things that I will always stick with for the rest of my life.
That's what's up. Well, that definitely shows your depth. A lot of entertainers, when we, you know, of course they want to be able to give back and that retrospect, but you know, they don't all do that, and it's definitely a beautiful thing when you see different entertainers that are definitely wanting to do that, and it's not about the almighty dollar, so to speak. So that's definitely what's up. So I know I mentioned a little bit in regards to rapping. I think when I looked at your resume, I'm like, oh, my God, it was just so much. You rap, you produce, acting, you just seem like your hands are like in a little bit of everything. I mean, as far as your rap music, what are you doing right now?
I'm going to be starting on a new album, and it's going to be called WTF. I'm not going to put it out what that stands for. We all know. Come on. But I'm going to make a version for the adults and a version for the kids as well. And basically it's going to be surrounded by positive energy. You know, you hear the title and the first thing comes to mind, uh-oh, here he goes. It's about to be some negative stuff. But not necessarily. Not necessarily is going to be on a positive note. But I got that going on. I've been busy writing a lot and you know, getting this whole album together. You know, it's going to be released sometime in 2012. So I want you guys to look out for that.
Well, yeah, definitely. And make sure, you know, you could definitely send your music here. We'll definitely love to feature the music as you get it together. Make sure you send it to us. I want to I don't want to really turn the questioning into anything serious or anything like that, but I have interviewed a lot of different West Coast rappers, and one of the main things that I like to ask the rappers, especially if they're West Coast, is the state of hip-hop today and just all the craziness that goes on in West Coast rap, especially with all the different gang wars and things like that. You know, I mean, because there's still a lot of people dying via the Latino and the black gang wars. So I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts on that, and how does that play a part in your music?
A lot of people say that music is influential towards what people do and everything. I would have to kind of disagree with that. You know, back in the days, we had NWA, and they were making songs after the police and all that, and they did what sold and made money and so forth, and that's their thing. You know, we can't question it, but people have a mind of their own, and people got to go by what their heart tells them to do, and they can't say, hey, this song influenced me to do this and do that. You know, it's you as a person that make your own choices in life, but me personally, I like to, you know, create positive music, as I indicated earlier, and, you know, try to touch people out there, lead them in a different way, you know, and that part of it I can try to do, but, you know, it's a hard task. It's even hard for our great president to do certain things. So, you know, these are the things that happen. You know, it goes in one ear and out the other for a lot of people, and there's nothing you can do with people like that. But as far as music of such, that NWA has done, and Ice-T and so forth, and people saying that they're the cause of it and so forth, you have to take into consideration this goes way back before they even started rapping the type of music. So I wouldn't too much blame them, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, I definitely agree. And I do agree with you also when you said, you know, people have their own mind. They do. But then I'm also one to, I'm a big conspiracy theorist, and I believe that what the music that's in the mainstream, I believe, is there for a reason. It's because people like it and people listen to it. And but I definitely believe that, you know, some of the things that these rappers are saying, it is also influenced. It influences a lot of these young people who, you know, they have this thing about all about the bling bling and things like that. So I think it goes both ways. I definitely agree with what you're saying. I want to ask you a question. I know when I was reading your biography, and I'm actually read it in depth, so I definitely want to give you kudos for everything that you've done thus far and how you are so open when it comes to your past. So I know I read something in regards to you having a you were in gangs back in the day. How did you find yourself within that? And then how did you get the courage to really get from out of there into doing, you know, more, you know, into doing positive things that you're doing?
Okay, this is the true side of Lil Murk right here. Nobody knows about him. By the way, Lil Murk does not stand for murder. It stands for murdering on the mic and murdering on the set. And that's what it's for. But anyway, let's get off into it. Started in the gangs. Unfortunately, I had parents that said I should have never been brought up into this world. You know, I'm getting ready for school, and I'm hearing this type of stuff, and they didn't know I were listening. And, you know, things began to change rapidly, and I was like, you know what, I got to find me a family. And I started going out in the streets, hanging out and everything, and started getting involved into the gangs and whatnot, hanging around them and whatnot, and getting involved with it. And, you know, I was just kind of like trying to look for family, you know, other than my brother. I mean, my brother was always there for me, so I can't say him. But my parents as a whole would always be the one that always put me down, had me slave working and everything, and just doing me totally wrong. But I forgive them. You know, they're both passed away, and they both asked me for forgiveness, and I did just that. Now, what got me away from the gangs was I had a son, 1997. It woke me up, and I was like, you know what? It's time for me to make a change. I got a son here, seen too many people dying. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth dying over a street. It ain't even much less dying over colors. I mean, hey, colors is colors and colors is here. So, you know, I got out of it and I was like, it's time to change. And I did a whole 360 degree change. And people to this day, they cannot believe it. They're like, dang, what happened to the old person, Little Murk, do we know? He's not the same anymore. Too nice and too quiet and too this and that. And hey, people can change. People can actually change. They can.
I definitely agree. And you change for the better, and that's a beautiful thing. It's just crazy because I do hear that a lot, what you said in regards to you looking for family and going out and getting involved in the games, because they do have, you know, that, even though it's a kind of a dysfunctional kind of sort of family, well, definitely dysfunctional. But I definitely understand where you're coming from with that, because I've definitely heard that a lot in my past, as far as, you know, talking with different people that have experienced that type of lifestyle. So I do appreciate, again, your honesty in regards to that. I want to really quickly, y'all, we're going to take a quick 1-minute commercial break. We'll be right back speaking more with Lil Murk. We'll get deep into a little bit more of his music and what we can expect for Lil Murk in 2012 and beyond. Hold tight, y'all.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back, y'all. We're talking to Will Merck. This is Carla B. This is Oz. This is the early show, y'all. Hope you're enjoying it. And I know I am because definitely Will Merck is just putting me up on some major game when it comes to the industry and things of that sort. So I want to welcome you back, Will Merck.
Hey, I'm still here. I'm getting texts like crazy right now. I got my personal assistant listening in right now. She was like, she want to call and speak and wondering if it's possible. And she liked the work that you're doing.
Okay, we'll definitely get her on. I have a couple questions, though, before we go to the phone lines, because our phone lines are blowing up, and I guess I'll go ahead and give the studio line for the people that don't have it, 718-664-6543. I want to talk to you a little bit about, considering you got a new CD coming out in 2012, and we know this day and age that we live in when it comes to social media, and there's a, you know, this independent artists that are out that are really doing the darn thing. I know you're not independent. I know you're signed, but I just want to know what your thoughts are on the state of mainstream rap today.
As far as the speed of mainstream rap today is, I think it's going at a great pace. Social media is great because it's like a tool for people to, you know, go on ahead and promote their music, more so MySpace, even though that's like dinosaur right now, but hey, we still can't put it down. That's where a lot of the artists has come from. As a matter of fact, that's how MySpace got started. It was the artist thing and then turned into the public. But I think social media is a great tool for upcoming artists. I really do. And, you know, we got to thank God for it, and we got to thank the people who started it.
Exactly. It is definitely a beautiful thing. So how are you, Lil Mark, trying to impact the entertainment industry? And even before you answer that question, I know how you're trying to impact it because you're tackling it in. It's like you're jumping in like head first. It's like, it's mine. But I'm going to listen to it. And your words in regards to, you know, how are you trying to impact the entertainment industry, maybe comparable to some of your, you know, some other individuals in the game?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say any names, and, hey, I respect each and every one of my industry peers, but you have some who gets on Twitter and all that, and they tend to, like, kind of ignore the fans. And you got to remember, it's the fans that make us. Without the fans, we're nothing. Without God, we're nothing. But, you know, I've seen some of my industry peers where a fan asks for a basic signature and they just, like, walk away. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, these are the people that actually makes you.
Right.
So me, I can only speak for me. I don't know what's going through their head. But for me, I don't have a problem with signing autographs or stopping by, speaking to them. I mean, because everybody is created equal. Just because I'm a celebrity does not make me bigger than anyone else out there. I'm not God. I don't expect anybody to praise down to me. Just praise the work and be grateful for the entertainment that I'm bringing to you. That's the way I look at it. I'm not better than you. I'm not better than anyone else out there.
That's what's up. And that's some of Lil Merck. That's some great stuff right there. I want to go ahead and go to the phone line, considering my part of the show is almost up. And I want to, apologize to our listeners for the technical difficulties that we had at the top of the hour. But as you see, we keep it moving here. I want to go to the phone line. We didn't get the opportunity to screen this person, but they're calling from New York. I'm going to give the first six digits, so, prefix, 347. 236, you are live on the E-Bus. This is Carla B. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm calling from Merrick. He knows me personally.
Yeah. What's up with you, Ariella? Yeah, she's a great woman. This woman is getting ready to be released in January. Matter of fact, I'm going to be doing some collabs with her. She's a very great musician, and she got big stuff coming up and so forth, 50-50 Convict Music. She is very good, and she's an actress as well, so she's doing it big. She's up and coming. Right now she got a lot of haters that she got to fight off, but like I told her, I said, you know what? Just let that stuff go right past you and just let it go because she's the real deal. I'd like to thank Mark Lane as well, who's helping her with her career to rise, you know, rise like the sun. And Mark Lane is doing a very good job. You can follow them both on their Twitters at Mark Lane Fox, and you can follow her at The Real Ariella, A-R-I-E-L-L-A.
Okay, that's what's up. So let me ask you this, Ariella, considering you are doing some things within the rap game, I asked Lil Murk a question in regards to what his thoughts were when it came to mainstream rap or mainstream hip-hop and, you know, the state of the hip-hop game today. What are your thoughts?
Basically, like, well, I'm not really doing rap. I'm doing more pop and hip-hop. I'm saying for 50-50 comic music right now. But as for the rap game, you know, I love everything about it. I like the way it's going. Young Money's definitely doing it big right now. Merk, as for his raps, he's hot. Like, everything with him, he knows. I'll, like, just be like, yo, say something, and he'll spit out the craziest rap ever. Like, that's why me and him are definitely collabing. So he's definitely doing it big in the game right now.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, let me ask you this, considering, and Lil Murk, you can answer the question as well, but considering your pop also, Ariella is your name?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you feel about trends in music this year with artists such as, like, Lady Gaga is doing the darn thing? She seems to have major influence. So trendsetters in the music area, such as Lady Gaga, are just, really doing some, you know, they're doing their thing to really set themselves apart. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on Lady Gaga and the whole trends within pop music?
Lady Gaga, you know, she's on the label, so much love to her. I totally love her. I really appreciate what she's doing because she's different. Like, she really supports a lot of things that a lot of other artists won't come out and say that she supports. She supports, you know, the gay community. She supports a lot of different things that people would be shy, you know, just to say in public. So that's why a lot of people love her and look up to her. She's definitely, like, I feel she's definitely the new and improved, like, you know, Madonna.
Right.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah, we're kind of cutting out there. Me, I appreciate the things that she's doing. Like she said, she took the words right out of my mouth. I'm going to get you for that. But anyway, she's different. She's different, and that's a good thing. You always want to be different from the rest. You don't want to be the same. You want to differentiate yourself from other people and do your own thing because you don't want to be called a copycat or anything
exactly.
Of such. Much props to Lady Gaga and what she's doing and full support and much love. And, hey, all praise due to God.
That's what's up. So let me ask you this, Lil Murk, considering we've kind of touched a little bit on music, so I want to get back into the swing of things, especially when it comes to acting. Do you have any upcoming projects?
Yes, I do. I have a movie coming up with Mark Lane and Tony Tarantino, which is actually the father of Quentin Tarantino, and it's a movie called Mischief Manor. So that's going to be being filmed here shortly and should be released in 2012 as well. And I'm liking that because the great surprise about it, and I can't speak about it too much right now, but you're going to see a lot of the old actors and old celebrities that you guys haven't seen in a while, and they will be in this movie, and it will be great. And my part is Ruben Ramirez, my character, so I can say that. And it'll be great. It'll be fun. It'll be something new and exciting, and you guys will love it.
That's what's up. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to checking it out on the big screen again. It's definitely due time. I want to, since we got Ariella on, I do want to have you give your information out again, your Twitter, so we can make sure that the people go and follow you and check out your music.
Okay, it's at the T-H-E Real R-E-A-L Ariella, A-R-I-E-L-L-A. And also follow, you know, my manager, Mark Lane Rocks, he's the best manager like ever, so definitely.
Oh, yes, awesome. That guy right there is the best, and I have to admit to it. That guy been doing music since he was young. This guy's really pushing a lot of stuff for her, and he's pushed a lot of stuff for me, and I don't have no complaints over Mark Lane. Mark Lane is the best. If you hear me, Mark, much love to you, man. That's real.
That's
doing
what's
it.
Up. Mark Lane, you're the best. That's what's up. It's a beautiful thing to be able to get those types of endorsements from great people like you, I'm sure. One last question, and definitely, Arielle, you can chime in as well. We get a lot of different people that listen to our shows, definitely individuals that are looking to break into the music industry. So we'll start with you, Lil Mark. If there is an aspiring rapper or an aspiring actor that's looking listening to the show, they're seeking some kind of guidance from you, what advice would you be willing to lend to them?
Say that one more time. I'm very sorry about that. I kind of caught the last part of it. I didn't catch it there.
Okay, no problem. Is there any aspiring rappers or actors listening to the show and they're seeking guidance, what advice, Lil Mark, would you be willing to lend to them?
Well, as far as rapper is concerned, my favorite rapper is, and this woman right here knows exactly who it is, my favorite rapper is Drake.
Drake.
And my advice to Drake is, man, you need to hook up with me, man. We need to collaborate. We need to collaborate, bro. I don't want to do it on the show here, but, nah, Drake is a good person. Continue doing what you're doing and make the right choices in life. I know what's going on with you. You know, make the right decision. You know what you want to do. Actor Denzel Washington, the greatest. I've never seen a poorly movie that he ever made. Everything they made was great, and I would love to act with him as well, but, hey, time will tell, and my words of inspiration would be keep up the good work and just remember the fans and everything, and, you know, that's about it from my end.
That's what's up. Did you want to chime in, Ariella, since we got your own?
No, just for the upcoming people that are trying to do this, the upcomers, you know, just stay positive and, you know, always look at the brighter side and always remain focused and keep doing what you do. So you got that.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
Don't
let nobody tell you guys that you can't do it. Just keep doing it and keep pushing because the haters will try to push you back. You got to keep moving forward.
That's what's up, greatest. Well, Mark, where can we find you on Twitter? Because I know you need a Twitter ID, please.
Oh, sure. That's LIL_MIRKK. So I got two Ks at the end there. So it's LIL_MIRK. MIRKK, and I can be found on Twitter. You'll see my verified badge, so you'll know you're actually speaking to the real me, and you're not speaking to a copycat. And I'm against people that do that. Be happy for
many
who
of those
you are.
Page, many copycats.
Exactly, and God created you to be who He wanted you to be, not who you would love to be. So be happy for it. God over everything.
That's what's up. God over everything. Thanks so much, Lil Mark, and thanks, Ariella, for coming. And yeah, definitely chime in. So we appreciate y'all, and we're definitely looking forward to hearing some of Lil Mark definitely playing and rotating it on one of our shows under the EOTM Radio Network. Have a great rest of your Friday, and y'all hold tight. We'll be right back with the E-Buzz.
Hey, I appreciate it, Carla, and you have a very good one.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you,
okay,
guys.
Bye.
Okay, thanks.
Whoa. Weapon, The message is clear. Execute your vision. Step up your bigger mission. This is called upliftment. It's time to take you higher. I help you get through the fire. I got something to inspire. The ones that I love, even the few that hate. It's just a test of faith. Keep your head on straight. Don't ever turn your back. It's going down. Just like that.
Never surrender. Always remember. Never surrender, always remember, always remember, never surrender, always remember, always remember, never surrender, always remember, always remember, never surrender, always remember, never surrender, always remember, always remember, never surrender, always remember, always remember,
staying on that war zone mentality, reality is art. And this is frontline love, reinforcement for our forces. Somebody gotta step up and become a spokesman for the voiceless. Teach our youth about back before the poison, so they can balance out their choices and see the trap before they step in it. By now we already know how you go out and get it. Don't get offended, see greed make the smartest motherfuckers get stupid. Now rappers like a hustle, they don't even honor the music. Don't be scared to stand strong, put your thinking cap on and tilt that sack. Here, hit this. Don't even trip.
Right now,
the truthful revelations that we have to deal with and face right in our own home, where our own hearts at, and right within our own families, right within our own communities, we got to step up and fix some of these situations.
In other words, our conversations need some elevation. You know what I'm saying? It's for real. And it might be normal to some. You know, and it might be strange and unheard of to others. But can you identify your enemy?
I mean, really?
What would you sit here for? Everything happens for a reason. What did you happen for? You gotta ask yourself.
All across the planet rock,
we show love. It's survival instinct. We barely get a chance to blink out here. Bitten these lines. Standing up.
Being aspiring.
And being a strength, representing generations of intelligence. Like that.
It's kind of real, man. It's got me shaking my head. The world's going crazy. They want control of our minds, though. But I got something for them. They ain't gonna give my stuff. I'm shaking my head. I'm walking down Compton Boulevard, straight chilling. I got a nice groove, I'm enjoying my feeling. Some OG bangers tried to get up in my business. Little homie, where you from? Is you glutton or you crippin'? I told them I don't bang, so they didn't bring the drama. Now I'm back on my way to see my son and baby mama. She going on me, cause she didn't get her check. Coming all incorrect, out the side of her neck. Talking about your son need new shoes. Last ones that I bought you gave them to your nephews. You looking for anything you can bring up?
Yeah.
You need to clean up. I heard about you running with them low lights. But your girl don't like me, so she don't like us. Devil in the dress, bring your evil to the entice. You got my son in the pissy ass sight, and I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. Crooked ass crooks keep talking about terror. The real terrorists are the LA County Sheriff. My baby mother blew me, so I went and shot ball headed back to the spot. Cops threw me on the wall. A point asked me about drugs. Patting my pockets to see where the weed was. Took the beer I bought, trying to get a buzz in my red and black J, so they thought I was a blood. Then they asked me, did I know a couple whores? I told them no. Then they got hardcore. I was headed to the crib, which I roughened me up for. Here's what against me. Just the way that it is for a minority. They of a black man, that's how it is. They locked me up cause I ain't have my ID. And I'm going like, and I'm going like, shaking my head. And I'm going like, and I'm going like, shaking my head. The one Afghan is stupid, then I'm up. I thought it would be done, still going like I'm up. Innocent people are getting killed like I'm up. It's the Bible versus Quran and the war against people of color. Don't be a fool to the master plan, nah. Don't be a fool to the master plan. I mean, hypocrites, bigots, outcast midgets. If you wanted to get it, nobody's off limits. It's the new world all the way. It's just a theory, but I think y'all trying to turn the whole world gay. If I don't want to accept it, then I don't have to. Next time I see a drag queen, I can laugh too. I think y'all showing favoritism. Cause if I crack a joke about them, now that's considered racism. This little sick ass country of mine is keeping it inside the gun line. And I'm going like, and I'm going like, shaking my head. And I'm going like, and I'm going like, shaking my head.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's bar, cause we parking up with dogs, saving MCs from the phony, covered in bologna from the industry that left them so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to your sons and daughters. As it is in the hizzy, and if you say you're too busy, post that, who's coming with me? I'm sitting pretty, captain of the ship, saving MCs in every single city. I hear them yelling out, please, and it's past the pity. Disconnected, your soul is injected with a virus called being neglected. You're infected, but let me play the doctor for a second, letting you know how it feels to teach these aggressors a lesson. My pen is my weapon, as it is deceptive. I suggest you keep on stepping out the same window you crept in, armed with the torch light, like in the south sipping iced tea. Feel the cool breeze, how refreshing. It's on, here's the medicine for you and yours, better than anything else, to open up doors to knowledge. Let it flow through your veins, bringing growth back to this flowistic plane.
Put
come
on the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's bar, cause we parking up with dogs, saving MCs from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left them so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to your sons and daughters.
I'm bringing substance, fluidity, the opposite of stupidity. Someone get the AC to handle this humidity. Why is it as it is, and this is just how it is. Rappers for the people reciting on this heavy hit. Rock instrumental, this is not coincidental. Hop up on the airplane and take it continental. The flow on a different par, and I don't need a flashy car to ride around in. To let them know I'm a superstar, chaining the glamour, the glitz and the demeanor. Tour bus, big yacht, Manhattan banners. I'm just city bound, my fam I like to be around. Skyscraper, why the message underground? Huh? And that's the reason we should rise up. Your swag on 100, time to get your fly up. Why?